From the WBOC Newsplex in Salisbury, I'm Tamika Keenan-Norman. Here's the latest news from all over Delmarva. Federal lawmakers have their eyes on a flood protection project for one part of Dorchester County. The federal funding would be used to design and eventually build jetties along the Hooper's Island Causeway. Flooding gets so bad that community members say they have to hunker down and ride out the tides before they can drive along the causeway. When the project gets the green light, the Army Corps of Engineers will design and eventually build the jetties there in Dorchester County. A head-on collision claimed one life in Caroline County Tuesday. Maryland State Police say a Nissan Xterra was driving on Williamsburg Road when it crossed the center line and crashed head-on with a Ford truck. The driver of the Nissan, identified as 44-year-old Richard Vermalea, died on the scene. The driver of the Ford truck has been identified as 34-year-old William Dilks. Officials continue to investigate that Caroline County crash. And two fires in 2 days near a home in Salisbury are under investigation. The first happened around 1 in the morning Sunday on a dry pile of leaves near a home on Miami Avenue. The fire was put out by neighbors using a bucket. Then Tuesday around 10:30 p.m., the home was found on fire. No injuries were reported. Be sure to catch the WBOC News at noon and 4 and the WBOC News at 5 on Fox 21. From the WBOC Newsplex, I'm Tamika Keenan-Norman.